WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Police in New Mexico say they do not suspect foul play after they discovered the bodies of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog at their home in Santa Fe. CBS's Jared Hill.
What we're learning here is that law enforcement were called to the house around 1:45 yesterday afternoon for a welfare check. And that's where they found them dead inside the home yesterday afternoon. We don't know the circumstances. There's still so many questions about exactly what happened here.
Hackman was 95. Fired USAID workers are heading back to their old offices one last time. CBS's Christina Carujo from Washington.
They are allowed to go into the building. They will be escorted. They'll have approximately about 50 minutes to pick up their personal items.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets with President Trump at the White House today.
First off, on a very basic level, I think to try to make sure that this U.S.-UK special relationship doesn't go up in flames.
CBS's Remy Innocencio. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They probably won't have any win streak specials, but a new tenant is being sought for the shutdown George website on the east side. The Oakland Avenue Web closed last week, with the building owner saying the owners of the restaurant made the decision to close. There is a listing for anyone wanting to use the space. On deadline day, plans are still being processed. The City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools are meeting today to talk about finally bringing back school resource officers. It was supposed to happen last January. Last week, a Milwaukee County judge set a deadline of today, ordering MPS to reinstate the officers. Yesterday, City Attorney Evan Goyke informed the court that the city can't comply with the deadline, citing the need for officers to complete mandatory training. The judge will likely have more to say today. It's not really a race, but some are seeing it as a competition. Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's could be around here in Oak Creek or further north. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
The beloved Southern gas station chain was going to have their first Wisconsin location in DeForest on County Highway V off the interstate. But the 74,000-square-foot travel center needed road upgrades to the tune of $15 million. The company said they would cover half that cost, but the village board said they could really only afford about $2 million and they would need help with the rest. In the middle of all these delays, the company announced it would also build a Buc-ee's in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. Well, now the money for that road construction is in Governor Tony Evers' budget. His plan would give $6 million toward the road projects through the state's road improvement program. But of course, the budget has to go through Republican lawmakers first. If that money is approved, it's not really clear which Buc-ee's would be finished first.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lamack, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to do It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. And our phone lines are open. I'll take any, you know, any comments, any questions. But before I get there, I want to do a quick commentary, something I haven't done. But I feel compelled to do because of where we are now, the times and the impact of the Trump presidency in many areas. So let me put this out there. This is statistics, Statistasia, which is the name of this periodical. It's Economy and Politics. Poverty rate in the United States in 2023 by race and ethnicity. The American Native American and Alaskan Native, the Native American Indian, 21.2%. This is 2023 statistics. Even to this day, 21% of the Native Americans live in poverty. Up next, the black community. 18% of the black community lives in poverty. Hispanic community, 16.6% live in poverty. All other races, 11.1% live in poverty. The white race, 7.7% live in poverty, and Asians, 9.1%. So why am I bringing those statistics up? For two reasons. I live in urban America. I don't live in rural America. And with what Donald Trump is doing to many people, the people who are going to be hurt the most are the people who are already in poverty. Again, Native Americans, 21%. Blacks, 18%. Hispanics, 16.6%. All other races, 11%. And white America, 7.7%. But what I'm hearing is the impact to rural America. As if people who live in the cities are somehow not going to feel this pain. Well, we're going to feel it the worst and the most. And so I hear, well, you know, people who live in urban America who voted for Donald Trump, you know, we've got to understand why they did it. And Donald Trump pulled the wool over their eyes. Well, I say to that, as I move around my community and as the conversations in our community are about the realities of what is coming to people who already 18% are impoverished, the policies of Donald Trump and Republicans, and the damage that they're going to do to people who've been living on the margin forever. It's just unimaginable. Programs that are going to be, what is going to happen to people who are on the lowest rung of the society? And yet, they're not even talked about. Well, you know, rural America, I get it, right? Rural America voted for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. And all of us have to suffer that pain because of the decisions that were made. Our communities already struggling and are going to be totally devastated. The elderly and children. It's unbearable what is coming down the pike. So I get it when I hear, well, you know, we can't be too hard on rural America. Well, hey, rural America, you voted for this man. And yes, okay, you can have buyer's remorse. But that doesn't help what's coming down the pike in the community where I live. And the children and the elderly who already struggle to eke out a living in the wealthiest nation on earth, it's going to be even more difficult as programs that have been placed there to address what put them in the condition in the first place. So for all those people who condemn Joe Biden and Democrats, well, they didn't do anything for us. And so, you know, we've got to vote for Donald Trump because he really is going to do something for us. It was talked about all along that he wasn't going to do anything for you. He had been there before. 4 years, 8 years ago, he was the president. Many of us knew who and what he was. Yet people voted for him anyway. And now as the nation is weighed in the balance, and now as the world itself has been turned inside out and upside down, and you watch this man, this monster, as he continues to do the things that he is doing. Unbelievable. What is transpiring? Let me give you some ideas of who this man is. This man is getting ready to cut the EPA by 65%. The Environmental Protection Agency that is there to protect you, your children, and the future of this nation. And 65% of that is going to be gutted because of this man. And as he continues to talk about this in a manner that I would say to you does not have any human qualities in it whatsoever, you know, this is where we are. I'm sorry. We can't wash our hands of what we, the role we played in putting this man in office. We're watching the devastation of it. It's only been a month. We know what's coming. If the ensuing weeks and months are anything like what we've already witnessed, it's not so easy to say, well, he snookered us. He didn't have to be there. We knew who he was. And yet we put him there in the first place. Here's a man. The prospect of cutting 65% to the EPA, which Trump mentioned in a White House cabinet meeting Wednesday, is a dream come true for some conservatives who have long advocated for shrinking the regulatory agency. But the public declaration that the administration would eliminate most of the agency's tasks with cleaning up the toxic waste and regulating air and water pollution stunned EPA's employees. Listen to that. The EPA is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste, regulating air and water pollution. Who would be opposed to that? Unless there was somebody who clearly is deranged. And there are people who will still say, that's my man. I'm still with Trump. Man, who do you think the air, toxic waste, and water pollution, who in our nation is not impacted by that? I don't care whether you live in rural America, whether you live in urban America. You got to understand that we're all in this thing together. All of us in it together. And yet, there are people who continue to support this madness. Let me bring this up to you before we go to the phone lines. Here's what's at the root of all of this with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is weighing the cancellation of an over $2 billion contract that was awarded to Verizon for overhauling the National Airspace Systems Communication Network. It's been taken away from Horizon and given to Elon Musk and his Starlink space. Politics. That's what's at the root of it. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Donald Trump is out of control. Stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids. Eliminating the Department of Education. And letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. All calls are welcome. Before we go there, this just adds to what we're into, what we're in. Trump shares AI video envisioning Gaza development with a gold statue of himself. President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposals for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip, complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. This man is insane and has very few human qualities, and yet people put him in that position. Let's go to Tom from Richland. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, can you imagine being the guy who drew that all up and showed it to him the first time? That must have been awesome. That's incredible. Listen now, you're talking about the EPA being good. I just want to mention that we don't have nuclear power plants being built because they're so expensive that they have a problem that insurance companies won't pay for the damage they do. And the U.S. government guarantees beyond a certain amount that they would take care of the rest. And when they start building nuclear power plants again, that's one EPA rule, one kind of federal rule they're not going to break down, because they can't do this without this government guarantee to cover the disasters. So it's just another example of where they pick where they want to cut things and hang on to things that, you know, are probably stupid to begin with.
Well, you know, Tom, The EPA is there for a reason, right? Okay. Environmental Protection Agency. Okay.
Who started it?
It doesn't matter. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it there to protect? Hey, Tom, who is it there to protect? Irregardless of who's there to, who started it, who is it there to protect? The corporations?
All of us.
Right? Okay, well, they're getting ready to do away with that. Doesn't that bother you?
Absolutely. It's incredible.
All right.
Hey, I just want to answer one nice bit of news. If we're making maple syrup today out here, Earl. I'll get you some.
All right, man.
Homemade
all right.
Maple syrup.
Hey, man, thank you. I would certainly leave your number with. Leave your number with. Okay, you got it. All right, thank you. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. So power and money are the addictions driving the administration, and, you know, it's unbelievable actions. If people want a source of hope, I'd like to call their attention to The Contrarian, which is Substack. Jen Rubin, I just listened to her this morning, and so she's going to be interviewing Ben Wickler today, and she's highlighting the importance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election coming up, and she's going to be interviewing him today, and then I don't know if it's going to be live, but she'll definitely have a write-up. So for $7 a month, you know, subscribing to The Contrarian is really a source of hope for us, and I hope that people will look into this. They're looking for as many subscribers as possible.
It's called The Contrarian?
The Contrarian. The Contrarian, yeah. If you Google that, you know, it'll come up. And so Jen Rubin,
Hey, Mary, I remember her. I will look it up, and I will certainly comment on it and bring it up, okay?
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? You say what?
You know, there is a lot of hope, Earl, with Trump.
How? Where's it at, Bill?
Where it came from.
Where's the hope?
Explain. I'll tell you exactly. It's one of the members of your civic media group, James Santel. I was talking to him on a Saturday, and I said, how vulnerable is Trump right now? And he said, I quote, extremely. And here's what he meant. He is he's a very easy guy to manipulate. You know how to manipulate him and pull his strings. But with all that's going on, he's going to face one thing he has no ability to deal with. He's powerless, and that's integrity, honesty, diplomacy, our standard in our country. It won't be long till it really hits the fan, big time, with him. And he's called out. Remember, the people run the country. He doesn't. We have the ability to shut the country down. We have the ability to hold him accountable. He thinks he's king, but people panic and say, oh, my God, he's king. He's king. No, he's not. He's king in his mind.
Hey, Bill, I will say to you that if he's not, he's certainly wielding power of a king. And whether or not the people have the power to stop him or not is in question, because we have a Congress that can't stop him. We have a judicial system that doesn't seem to be able to stop him, Bill. And it's early on in this, and we're talking 4 years. Again, he's dismantling the EPA, Bill. I don't see the encouragement in that.
Well, let me expound on that.
Okay, well, then hang on, Bill. Hang on, Bill. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The felony misconduct case against the former Milwaukee city attorney will proceed. Yesterday, a judge rejected a second attempt by Tierman Spencer's defense team to dismiss the charges. Spencer is accused of using his position to get around permitting fees for a property he used to store vehicles. The court decision to advance the case to trial comes after a preliminary hearing where the court found probable cause. A Milwaukee County judge could say something soon about the request for a delay yesterday regarding officers at MPS. A deadline of today was set to bring school resource officers back to schools. Yesterday, a day before the deadline, the city of Milwaukee asked for more time to put the officers back in schools because they need to complete their training. It comes more than a year after state law mandated their return and months of disagreement between the city and the school district about who should pay for the officers. This weekend is the deadline to get your ice shanty off the ice. Melissa Kay has more.
Permanent structures need to be removed from Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st and inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 2nd. The deadline for Michigan boundary waters is on or before March 15th. Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 need to have ice shanties removed by March 16th. The DNR says anglers can still use portable ice shanties after these dates as long as they're removed when they're not actively being used.
Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's national milk testing strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him." Life imitating art or art imitating life. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station
Todd
and
Albaugh.
On the app.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joann Fabrics closing. Does it affect you? Also, what's worse? Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I just want to add, before we go back to the phone lines, President Trump on Tuesday evening shared a video produced using artificial intelligence that showcases his proposal for the potential development of the war-torn Gaza Strip. Complete with a golden statue of his likeness and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble. The 33-second video, which the president shared on Truth Social, starts with a shot of the city in ruins and the Israeli military's 15-month bombardment. Text on the screen then reads, Gaza 2025, what's next? The AI footage then pans to a scene of what seems to be tech billionaires and senior advisor Elon Musk enjoying a meal and laughing as the sun shines and people dance around him. I don't know what you call that. You know, all of that carnage, all of those lives that were lost in that, and a man doesn't have any soul because he can show this. And this is what people call our leader. Bill, you wanted to say why you think that these things, at Donald Trump can, these things we shouldn't be worried about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about it. You should be aware. But just a few minutes ago on your show, they talked about April 1st. If we can keep Shifty Schimmel out of our Supreme Court, we made a huge step forward. And then I'm going to allude to something else you talked about this morning, the EPA. You get the right Supreme Court judge in Wisconsin, I wouldn't worry too much about all this stuff with the EPA. They will stand strong against all of that. They will tie those people up in court till they don't know which way is up. Our country needed to go through a cleansing. It was obviously where we were headed. We have fake news, and now he's using AI. But remember, we too can use AI against him. Remember, we can use all his insanity against him. He wants to interrogate James Comey. That might be the best thing that ever happened. One guy that will really be permitted
to be Bill.
Investigated will be James Comey.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, listen, I don't think anybody needs to look any further than the fact that he put Pete Hegseth in charge of our military, okay? The guy is a knucklehead, but he's not really that much of a knucklehead. He's like a Fox knucklehead, and I don't mean the network. What I mean is that he's just surrounding himself with yes people, and when the MAGA morons call, they want to tell us all about how we're just being ridiculous, when really all they're doing is just hoping to God that this worm turns somehow. But guess what? It's not. He wants to be Putin, okay? Talks about putting his face on a $250 bill. Oh, no, the MAGA people say. No, that's not true. Oh, he doesn't want his face on the mountain with the other four presidents. No, that's not true either. Well, you know what is true? This guy was all over the child molesters report, was all over his phone messages, traveled on his plane seven times that we know of, and he sexualized his own daughter. He's been married three times, but yet all the little representative minions of his come out and throw a cross in front of their shirt, especially the women. They want to make sure that big cross is right out there. So they hide behind God, and I just got to – I'm just – please, if he's going to come, please come now and just help us out here. But he's slow – free press, my God, if anybody isn't waking up to the fact that we are losing the free press, he's eliminating people one at a time. He's got the FCC going over any network that doesn't speak highly of him, okay? So people,
you know, Brendan, he's almost conquered this. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I want to thank you because December 1st, I started my workout routine, and I walk at least 10 miles a day. I'm on Dr. Omar's supplement. He's been wonderful. My body fat percentage is down to 15%. So I'm kind of back in my football playing days in terms of my body composition, all that. So I want to thank you for that. Second, everyone needs to make sure they know when the town hall meetings are. And if you're a representative is not having a town hall meeting, you have your own town hall meeting and put a cardboard cutup of that person in front of the room. Right now, what the Republicans are trying to do, my mom is in Derek Van Orden's area, and what they're trying to say is, oh, no, we're not going to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. They are lying to you.
No question, they're lying.
They already passed the budget, but what they're doing is they're trying to make sure their hands are not bloody by saying, okay, we've made all these cuts. Now there'll be other committees that will actually make those cuts. So that way the Republicans in Congress don't get blamed for making those cuts. So I just want to make people aware, because Derek Van Orden will send you a letter and say, people that say we're not cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are lying. He wrote that directly in an email. That's a lie, because it may not be him directly, but he did the budget the other day, which will actually lead to the cutting of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Well,
I just want to make people aware.
Well, Tom, if people
town hall meeting.
Well, if people really knew, the only way you can cut, you know, the real deficit is to cut either Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or the military. That's it. And so they have to deal with one of those four. And if they say that they're not going to deal with any of them, they're just totally lying. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
I want to follow up on Tom. And I want to remember great things that he said. If they're spewing it, they're doing it. And they even put a letter, you know, a tweet or something like that on my local news station. I was so goddamn mad I had steam flowing on my ears of Eric Van Orden's message, a picture of him in the corner, and his message that they are not going to, impact Medicaid and Medicare. And I was serious. I tried to call the station, and I couldn't call. There is something really wrong with this, and people, you need to vote against Schimmel. There's lies going out, and if they're spewing it and calling this judge that's running against him, Susan Crawford, endangering public safety, who endangers public safety? They're spewing it. They're the ones doing it, driving costs up on our families. Who drove up costs on our families? People that are up to their name, not Susan Crawford. And record of liberal partnership. Well, what the devil's liberal partnership? That's so BS. They've lived the label of liberal versus mega people supporting oligarchs and people trying to hurt the average American person. Wake up, folks.
Hey, Gene.
Out there fighting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts? Susan?
Saying that Trump, I get so upset with him. Trump did with Gaza. People need to understand that the Palestinians, do you think that the people in those areas are going to allow that to happen? This is why he has not cut the military. The next step will be we will be funding military to go to Gaza to maintain that area. and there is going to be a war. And it's not going to affect us because we're too old, but it will affect our children and our grandchildren because this is what's going on. And people have to understand. You say, well, this is the United States, we the people. The Republicans have gerrymandered. They packed Congress. They packed the judicial system, the Supreme Court. You don't have, the only thing that you have right now going for you people is to vote these Republicans out of office. That's the only thing that you have. And you have to wake up to that because otherwise we are totally lost. And we will be in the kingdom of Trump forever after.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, 855-752-4842 is the number. I would say to you, let me respond to this text. The Earl, and this says, this is from James, the Earl Ingram Show, Democrats and Government Spending poll to February 24th. 66% said Democrats should join the mission of cutting government waste. Let me say to you, James, you may not be aware, but the only way they can address the debt that we owe is not through cutting what they call cutting government waste. The sheer dollars that they need to have and the cuts that need to be made can only be made, as I said earlier, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the military. Those are the four major, costs in our government. And the only other way to address cutting our debt and deficit is to raise the revenue. And you don't do that by cutting taxes on the wealthy. So since you're giving the tax cuts to the wealthy, James, you're just ill-informed. There's no other way that you can do that. I don't care how many Fox News shows you watch or what other radio conservative talk outlets, you listen to. The truth of the matter is the only way to cut and do to the degree that you're going to impact the debt that we owe is through those four programs. And since they're saying that they're not going to cut them, which is a lie, you're just so far off the mark. Look it up. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is, phone lines are open. It is your show. You can do what you want to do. I'll take any questions or comments on the Earl Ingram Show.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines. Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Been a long time no speak.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose hope. That's the first thing. And sometimes you just have to let the children hurt themselves.
Yeah,
that's
but
what's going to happen.
That's all of us. All of us feel
and
it.
And it's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because half the country hates the other half. And the only way you can get rid of hate is you all have to have a common dilemma. And so we're going to have to just let it happen.
Well, Jeff, I just
and
don't
I'm
think.
I'm a Democrat. I'm on Social Security. I'm on Medicare. And I'm willing to just die in the street.
You know,
that's what it's going to take to get the country to wake up and realize giving money to the rich is not a winning plan.
It's not, Jeff. Jeff, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for always listening and calling. Yep. Thank you. Jack from Racine, good morning to you. Jack, you say what?
Good morning. I was listening to the fellow who sent you a text. I think it was Steve or James. I hope he's still listening. And I think a lot of hardworking people look at the budget and they see the national debt, and they equate it to their own budget and say, we couldn't live with this kind of debt. But I call an old friend. He's a farmer. He's a construction guy, and that was his. I haven't talked to him for a long time, but that was his issue. He didn't realize that Donald Trump was one of the highest debt-raising presidents ever.
Yes.
And that now he's going to do it again.
Yes.
And he didn't realize that at all, you know. And he had forgotten about that, hey, they're giving tax. The reason we went into debt is we gave tax
yes.
to wealthy people.
$7 trillion in 4 years, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I understand why they thought they were doing the right thing by voting for Trump. But they just don't follow it. They work hard, and they swallow that line.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ruth from McClare. Good morning to you, Ruth. You say what? Ruth from McClare. Ruth, are you there?
Give me 1 second, Earl.
Okay.
I have some issues with the computer.
All Okay. So in the interim, you know, we really just are in a horrible, horrible place. I don't know how we get out of it. I honestly don't. I know people say have faith, but you have to give me something to build my faith off of. What I see with my naked eye takes away any faith that I have that things are going to get better. You know, you got it? Okay, things on us. Okay, all right. So I can go to Ruth from Eau Claire.
Yo, come on.
All right, Ruth, you there? Hey,
I'm
Ruth.
Not Ruth, Earl.
Okay, go ahead. Who are
you?
Can
you hear me?
Terry from the
Terry from the Northwoods.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like your rendition of Tavares there. That was good.
All right. All right.
Anyway, Rick Smith, who's on your fine network, said that the Democrats ought to leave Washington, D.C. and go into Republican districts and have town hall meetings and listen to people. Invite them in.
No.
And get their complaints.
Hey, Terry.
That was Rick's idea.
Hey, Terry, no question. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with that. Really appreciate it. Okay, let me see. Okay, Ruth. Ruth, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right. You say what?
I am saying in terms of you're talking about cuts, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, those dollars come into communities. They take care of people.
Yes.
They give jobs. Those jobs bring money into the community to purchase what families need in order to survive, you know, to manage their own households. This money routes around in our communities and does so much good. It's not like it just goes to a person. Those people generally need to hire other people to help them in their daily life so that they can maintain their own health in some way. The other thing is that Social Security is not a government program in the same way that Medicare and Medicaid is. Social Security is our dollars, our savings account. That is not money that we get taxed for in terms of. So that money doesn't result from taxes. That money results from our hard-earned dollars going into that Social Security fund.
Hey, Ruth, thank you very much. And all the rest of you on the phone lines, I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll be back on tomorrow. Certainly give us a call. I'll be joined once again by my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll continue the conversation. We'll give you an opportunity. I promise you. Thank all of you who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Matinier, Greg Bach, Matinier on air. See you later.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games. Just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. An investigation's underway in New Mexico into the deaths of two-time Academy Award winner Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog, after their bodies were found at their home in Santa Fe. CBS's Michael George.
Foul play not suspected at this point. Does that mean this was accidental at this point?
We just don't know.
Hackman was 95. Get ready to pay more for imports. CBS's Steve Kathan.
President Trump says 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada will kick in next week. He had delayed them earlier, and he says he plans to double a 10% tariff on China.
A Pentagon memo indicates the Trump administration wants to remove all transgender service members from the military. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
It may affect individual unit morale, depending on the person who's being separated. Across the board, I don't think it'll have a tremendous impact on morale, quite frankly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.